News is read now by Brian Jennings.
The three largest political parties will hold their first parliamentary meetings today since the general election. The separate gatherings of Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin and Fine Gael marked the beginning of the process of negotiating the next coalition government. The Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin has said most of the work can be completed by Christmas, but it will be the new year before there's a final agreement. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
Micheál Martin said last night that he believes the talks in forming the next coalition need to take place in a timely manner, as there are pressing issues which the new government needs to deal with. He expressed the view that most of the work on coalition formation could be done by Christmas, which most of the public would want, but added that the focus of attention has to be centred on policy. His party, Fianna Fáil, will hold its first parliamentary party meeting since general election 2024 at midday and talk to the media afterwards. Sinn Féin's leader Mary Lou MacDonald and likely the Northern Ireland First Minister Michelle O'Neill will talk to the media at lunchtime before their parliamentary party meeting this afternoon. Fine Gael's parliamentary party meeting is due to take place at Leinster House at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Social Democrats held their online parliamentary party meeting yesterday. The Labour Party holds its meeting tomorrow. The push to form the next government is now underway in earnest, with a continuing expectation that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will be heading back into government again. What's unclear is who will join them.
The French government could collapse this afternoon, with Prime Minister Michel Barnier facing a no-confidence motion over its efforts to force through a budget involving tens of billions of euro in spending cuts and tax increases. President Emmanuel Macron, who is returning from a visit to Saudi Arabia, has resisted calls to tender his resignation if his minority government falls. The far-right leader Marine Le Pen has said she will support a no-confidence motion proposed by the far-left. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Barring any last-minute compromises, it looks like Michel Barnier, who is the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, could be the shortest ever serving French Prime Minister at 57 days. The standoff began when he used Article 49.3 of the Constitution, an emergency decree, to force a budget through the National Assembly. France's budget deficit stands at 6%, double the permitted Eurozone limits, and the 60 billion euro worth of tax increases and spending cuts were designed to get the deficit down to 5% next year. Ratings agencies have been downgrading France's creditworthiness, and its borrowing costs have recently surpassed those of Greece. Under the rules, the use of Article 49.3 must be followed by a confidence motion. The far-left French Unbowed has tabled two motions against Michel Barnier's minority government, and Marine Le Pen of the far-right National Rally has said she will support them. If she follows through, Barnier's government will fall, the first such collapse since 1962. President Macron would then have to find another prime minister and cobble together another minority government, since there cannot be fresh legislative elections until June of next year. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
A 34-year-old man arrested in connection with the murder of an 8-year-old girl at her home in New Ross, County Wexford at the weekend is still being questioned by Gardaí this morning. Malaika Al-Khatib suffered fatal stab wounds after intervening in an attack in which her mother sustained serious injuries. The man arrested was detained after being discharged from hospital yesterday. Opposition parties in South Korea have moved to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol after his short-lived imposition of martial law in the country yesterday. The president's decision to impose martial law sparked outrage from the opposition and saw thousands of protesters taking to the streets outside the parliament. The president later announced the lifting of martial law just 6 hours after he had imposed it.
The National Assembly demanded the lifting of martial law, and I have ordered the martial law command forces to be withdrawn. Through a cabinet meeting, I will immediately accept the National Assembly's request and lift martial law.
In the United States, lawyers representing President-elect Donald Trump have formally asked for his hush money conviction to be overturned ahead of his return to the White House. In May, Mr. Trump was found guilty of falsifying business records over payments he made to an adult film actress. Mr. Trump's legal team have cited that Joe Biden's reason for pardoning Hunter Biden as a reason to dismiss Mr. Trump's New York conviction. Mr. Biden had argued that politics had infected the process in his son's conviction and had led to a miscarriage of justice. Gardaí investigating the disappearance and murder of Jojo Dullard in November 1995 have completed their search of open ground near the Wicklow-Kildare border. Gardaí say that the recent search had been of assistance to the investigation team, but they said they would not comment further for operational reasons. Gardaí have confirmed that they have updated Miss Dullard's family on the current position of the investigation. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Looking for lower cost heating? Why not upgrade to an award-winning HVO biofuel ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler? Visit grant.ie.
Mist and fog will quickly clear as cloud thickens this morning, and with outbreaks of rain and drizzle spreading eastwards later in the morning and through the afternoon. Becoming windy too through the day, with strengthening southerly winds. Highest temperatures 9 to 13 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds will increase gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 at times on Irish coastal waters from Mizzenhead to Malinhead to Hookhead and on the Irish Sea.